I'll tell you the pick of all the picks he made, the N'Kobe Dean pick.
Yeah, just finished talking about that.
Was a big time pick for them. I mean,
yep.
Big time. I think really smart. I give him a lot of credit on that. The Davis pick. As you know, I'm like neutral on Davis. I think Davis is a run stopper. He is not a good pass rusher. And again, when I watched him have to extend himself in the SEC championship game, they ran him out of gas. It was like, that's not a good sign, because the NFL, I always talk all the time about, well, the good teams aren't in close games. That's the problem. You're in the National Football League now. They are all close games. All of them are. Oh, and by the way, even when they aren't close games, you're still out there playing, right? It's only 45 of you. You're going to have to play. So that's part of it. But the Dean pick and getting A.J. Brown, I realize Brown kind of just wiggled his way out of. That's essentially what he did. I mean, Brown was in the same category as Hill and Adams, in that they were big salary cap hits for the teams they were with. So the teams they were with went in a different direction to save money. Now, that can benefit certain people. It benefited A.J. Brown because he got the contract he was hoping for with Philadelphia. It benefited, for example, a guy like Jordan Stout, because Sam Cook is, I think, the third highest salary cap hit of any punter in the league. Well, now they're going to get a really good one, but they're going to get him on a fourth-round rookie number. So it benefits Jordan Stout.
I'm still amazed he went that high as a punter. I get he's the best punter, but that's the first time I've seen somebody go that high.
Why? What did you want him to do? Pick Jalen Hurts? I mean, come on. It is... He does everything you want. As I said, he'd be the first kicker off the board. I said that back in January. He'd be the first kicker off the board. Because I talked to a couple of people with the NFL, and that's what they were telling me. I'm like, okay, makes sense. Because you end up running into enough people along the way that just in casual conversation you talk with. You're talking about 46-yard average, big-time hang time, kickoffs, everything's out of the end zone, and he can hold. He'll be the holder for Tucker. He'll take a lot of pressure off Tucker. A lot. Man, you just pick the person you think is going to help you the most. We don't do everything your way. As for the Steelers, the pick that is... the mystery pick is going to be Pickens. Pickens brings with him a world of talent. There's no question he's a big-time talent. He's also been injury-prone his entire career at Georgia. Now, the ACL thing, you can't help. That happens. But he's been injury-prone his entire career at Georgia, and the off-the-field stuff. This is not America's most mature individual. And he's not exactly going to a mature room. That doesn't help either. I know everybody feels that in their culture they can get you to be their way. But that's one where I sit back and go, I'm not so sure. By the way, Justin Ross out of Clemson, who was, 2018, he had a postseason to remember. He had, I think, a dozen catches, 301 yards, three touchdowns. It's 25 yards a catch. He was phenomenal. It was his freshman year. And then spinal surgery, foot surgery. So he didn't get drafted at all. He ended up signing today with the Kansas City Chiefs. Interesting. Does Pickens have a lot of great talent? He is a very talented player, but there's too many injuries and too much off-the-field stuff to sit back and examine when it comes to him, where I think it's a problem. It's a problem worth looking at. We got Bill Hillgrove today. We got Reuben Frank today. Again, I look at very quickly. The trade for Brown was big time. It gets you a number one. The pick of Davis is going to be interesting because I think he's an excellent run stopper, but against the pass, not so great. And again, stamina is an issue with him. And I think the Dean pick was just an off-the-charts pick. At that spot in the draft, I thought that was an off-the-charts pick by Philadelphia. I think you look in the East. I feel like Philadelphia was number one in drafting in the East, no question. And you got to include Brown in the trade. I think the Giants would be two. Washington would be three. I thought Dallas was four.